during a recent political convention, it was said that more than 90% of income gains in recent years have gone to the top 1%. Recent data indicate that that's not true, at least not anymore. Still, the top 1% have done very well financially, so if you're looking for charitable causes, the top 1% in America should probably not be at the top of your list. According to University of California, Berkeley professor Emmanuel Saez, the top 1% captured 52% of the income gains between 2009 and 2015. That means that the bottom 99% took home 48% of the gains. As indicated by CNN Money, the 90% figure comes from Saez's earlier research, covering the period from 2009 to 2012, when the top 1% captured 91% of the gains. Income gains have been spread more evenly since then, particularly because of significant job growth and accelerating wage gains. If one analyzes the period from 2007 to 2015, the top 1% captured 44% of total income gains. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.